shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, heartbreak and devastation in Durham. How the community plans to honor a 5-year-old girl today as her accused killer prepares to appear in court.
And as we head into the weekend, we continue to watch the chance of some afternoon showers and storms. I'll walk through Futurecast and show you when you should plan those plans coming up.
And a new jobs report is due out this morning. We're digging into what's expected to show about unemployment and the direction our economy is headed. It is 4:30 on your Friday. We made it to Friday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Our direction is headed towards the weekend here, and we're ready to get you prepared for that with our Friday here. A little storms rolling through last night. Anthony Baglione is in for Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. What are we in for today?
It's going to be very similar. And as we head into even tomorrow and our Sunday, it's virtually a summertime pattern that just is carbon copied every single day. Out the door this morning, though, you will have no issues. It is definitely just still humid. Our dew points right now are at 72, which puts it again in that tropical category. Actual air temperature is at 75. And as we head through the morning hours, we will have no issues as far as any rain here to start off. Through late afternoon, that's when I anticipate some more showers and storms starting to bubble up. You notice, though, it's a nice clear picture on our satellite right there. We have just a few clouds floating on through. It's going to be a pretty calm morning in that regard. High temperatures today, that will be the other thing you notice. We're going to be a couple degrees warmer at 95, feeling closer to triple digits. Once again, we hit about 91 yesterday for our actual air temperature. Through the day, here's where we're headed. Looking at a nice dry forecast to start there, 7 a.m. That morning commute should have no issues. Even up until lunchtime and early this afternoon, we're looking great. I do think, though, after about 3 to 4 o'clock, we start to get that daytime heating like we saw yesterday, a few bubble up showers and storms, and that coverage may get a little bit greater for, let's say, 5 to 6 o'clock before they start to fizzle out here into later on tonight. We are again, though, in that oppressive tropical category, but I'll talk about how the weekend will feel and additional rain chances both Saturday and Sunday. We'll walk through that coming up here in a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. The man accused of shooting and killing a 5-year-old girl in Durham is expected in court today. This comes as the community prepares for a balloon release to honor the child and show support for her family. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. Kelsey, this is a tough loss for everyone.
A really difficult loss, and the Durham community is rallying around this grieving family after they just lost a 5-year-old Chloe Fennell in a shooting this week. Her 15-year-old cousin, Destiny Sidbury, was also shot and was seriously injured, and there will be a pink balloon release here on North Guthrie Avenue in Durham to honor little Chloe's life. We'll show you video now of a prayer vigil from yesterday. We've learned that Sidbury covered her little cousin's body when shots fired on Wednesday. Chloe's friends and family say she was a bright and cheerful child who would brighten up any room. This shooting brings the number of children shot this year in Durham to more than 20.
Destiny jumped in front of the gun and got hit with multiple bullets. Chloe got hit with one that went through Destiny. And by the time the officers arrived, Chloe was down, Destiny was struggling.
The man accused of this shooting, Brian Lester, is expected to be in court today. He's facing several charges, including attempted murder and attempted first-degree murder. This balloon release is expected to happen tonight at 6 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Police plan to canvass a Newburn neighborhood today in hopes of finding any leads in the death of a 1-year-old girl. Investigators say Naloni Sheptak and her 22-year-old father were shot Tuesday night. Officers say the girl died yesterday. They're expecting to provide more information in the case today at 1 p.m. As of this morning, there have not been any arrests. We're told the girl's father has been released from the hospital and is now home recovering.
A new report coming out this morning is expected to show the U.S. job market is still making progress. WRAL's Michael Grace joins us live with a closer look at what this outlook could mean for our economy. Michael, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. And experts are saying that expectations have been far exceeded this month for the jobs report, and that's mainly due to the private sector adding so many jobs. Now, ADP, they handle payroll for the private sector, and they said that they added almost 500,000 jobs this month. Experts thought it would only be about half that number. Now, all this is expected to put the unemployment rate at 3.6%. That's just a nudge lower than the previous month. The market as a whole, it's going to be paying close attention to this morning's report, as it's also going to help steer the Fed's next policy move. That job report due out at 8:30 this morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
The fall election season gets started today as candidates can begin filing to be on the ballot for municipal elections. Filing period gets started at noon today, and candidates can file until July 21st at noon. Most counties will have primary elections on October 10th and the general election on November 7th. Remember, when you go to vote this fall, you will need to bring a photo ID.
President Joe Biden wants to put more money back in your pockets by lowering health insurance costs. He's expected to propose a new plan today that would help make that happen. Sources close to the matter say it includes cracking down on short-term insurance plans. Lowering health care costs has been a consistent push from the Biden administration.
Free vaccines may be at risk for North Carolina children. The CDC is telling states it will cut federal funding for the program. It provides vaccines at no cost to children who might otherwise be vaccinated. The CDC says cuts are necessary because of the recent debt ceiling deal. Other cuts will affect state efforts to reduce sexually transmitted infections, which are on the rise.
The man who killed 23 people in a shooting at an El Paso Walmart is expected to hear his sentence today. Prosecutors are recommending consecutive life sentences for Patrick Crucius on each of the 90 federal charges he faces. That includes hate crime offenses. He pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal. Dozens of loved ones of the victims of the 2019 shooting have addressed Crucius during his sentencing hearing, which started Wednesday. He's also facing state charges for the shooting, and he could get the death penalty if found guilty of capital murder.
This morning, NC State fans remember former football coach Dick Sheridan. For many of them, Sheridan is the greatest coach in program history. The school announced his passing yesterday. Sheridan led the Wolfpack to 6 bowl games after taking over a team that had three straight three-win seasons. He won 69% of his games as head coach, including his time at Furman University. Sheridan was 81 years old.
A traffic alert for those of you traveling through Nash County. A bridge is closed this morning near Rocky Mount. DOT crews began construction yesterday. They need to repair the Bethlehem Bridge over the Tar River. There's a detour down Wesleyan Boulevard and Raleigh Boulevard. The work is expected to last about 3 weeks.
Changes are coming for the 260,000 North Carolinians who depend on food and nutrition benefits. We're talking about WIC and SNAP. Congress did not renew some pandemic-era policies for the program, so they're coming to an end. Let's start with WIC. The government is bringing back restrictions on what you can buy. The rules were waived during the pandemic, so starting in August, substitutions will no longer be allowed. There are several changes to SNAP. You'll have to recertify every 6 months instead of 12. You'll have to pay back any overpayments. Fewer college students will qualify, and people with felonies will once again have to pass drug tests to get these benefits.
Some North Carolina businesses are calling for a study to see if competition for control of the electric grid would lower your electric bill. They sent lawmakers a letter last week calling on them to look into a wholesale market that would allow other power generators to deliver electricity through Duke Energy's grid. A bill currently in the legislature would fund a $500,000 study. A similar study in South Carolina conducted in similar fashion predicted savings as high as $362 million a year.
More than $1 billion is on the line for the upcoming lottery drawings today and tomorrow. For the Mega Millions jackpot, it's $427 million. That drawing is right here on WREL just before our 11 o'clock news. The Powerball jackpot is even bigger. We're talking $590 million. That drawing is Saturday night, also here on WREL.
Life-changing stuff. A new method to commit gun-related crimes is spiking in the Triangle. What ghost guns are and why it's hard for police to find them.
Plus, the investigation still underway for that Carowinds ride with the broken beam. What we've learned about recent inspections at the park and what's next for the ride.
And we give you this live look at the DBAP this morning. It's another day with a chance for storms. Anthony Baglione will share when and where we might see them.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is 4:43 on this Friday morning. We have made it to Friday, and weather-wise here, we're going to be a couple degrees warmer today than where we were yesterday. But notice we still keep those high temperatures really in the 90s for us today, tomorrow, and again into our Sunday. Planning ahead, though, rain chance-wise, I want to make you fully aware here because, of course, it's the weekend. We all have plans headed out to enjoy. Today, you see that 30% chance. That's mainly just early afternoon, and then it does bump up a little bit into later on this evening. Let's walk through Futurecast. We go through the morning, no issues whatsoever. It is still going to be humid for us, just muggy throughout most of this weekend. We head later on this afternoon and evening, 5, 6, 7 o'clock or so. Make sure to have that umbrella handy because that's the time frame for some storms.
Anthony, thanks. Criminals are turning to a new method to commit crimes and make it harder for police to find them. They're going online to buy ghost guns, which have few protections to prevent convicted felons or even children from buying them. Manufacturers say they are for gun enthusiasts. Police say the use of ghost guns for crimes is increasing dramatically. WRAL Investigates found Durham police saw no ghost guns as recently as 2019. Last year, they saw 71. 12 states in Washington, D.C. have passed laws regulating ghost guns. North Carolina is not among them.
State inspection reports you see right here obtained by WRAL show there have been no violations on any rides at Carowinds for the past 4 years. That includes the Fury 325 roller coaster that is now closed because of a support beam break. Carowinds says the support column with the break will be replaced with a new column next week. The State Labor Department investigation is still happening, so they can't comment on it. Carowinds plans to do significant testing and have a third party test the ride before it's open for the public again. That date hasn't been set.
New developments out of Washington, D.C. this morning regarding the cocaine that was found inside the White House. The Secret Service says it plans to wrap up its investigation by next week. As of last night, investigators had yet to receive results of the DNA fingerprint analysis. However, they're already reviewing visitor logs. The bag of cocaine was found in the West Wing inside a cubby. It was in an area where staff-led tours take place. The cubbies can be used by visitors or staff.
A heads up to parents. New science standards for North Carolina's K through 12 students will push for more hands-on learning. The State Board of Education approved its first update to the state's science standards since 2009. The main change is to rephrase the standards to encourage more interactive lessons. It's part of the state's effort to emphasize scientific and engineering practices in everyday learning. Schools will start implementing the new standards this year with full implementation during the 2024-25 school year.
North Carolina now has a new voting system for upcoming elections. It comes from Election Systems and Software. The State Board unanimously approved the move yesterday. The system has more memory than the system it's replacing, but it will work the same. It's not connected to the internet and produces a paper ballot for every voter, even those who have to use a touchscreen because of physical limitations. Democrats and Republicans on the board spoke highly of it. Here is Republican Stacey Eggers.
Confidence in our election process because we do have 100% paper ballots, and the equipment that we're being asked to review and certify has been tested by both the Federal Election Administration, by our staff, and also by a private laboratory.
The new voting machines will be available to counties that need to upgrade older machines. Each county can decide for itself whether to buy the new system.
The first medicine proven to slow the course of Alzheimer's is now fully approved. Yesterday, the FDA granted full approval to the drug Leqembi. Now the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will have to change how it covers the drug, meaning it will broaden access for up to about 1 million people with early onset Alzheimer's. Without insurance, it costs more than $26,000 a year.
Federal officials believe dangerous magnetic toys are still being made despite being banned. Five on Your Side says the warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission involves these high-powered magnet sets from Carolina Milano. These small magnetic toys were banned in October 2022 because they're a swallowing hazard for kids. The CPSC believes the Israeli manufacturer kept making them after the ban, but they aren't sure because the company is not cooperating with the investigation. If you have these, throw them away.
The tourist who was caught carving his name into the Colosseum has reportedly apologized. His lawyer says he sent an apology letter to the local prosecutor's office in Rome. In the letter, the tourist claimed not to know how old the 2,000-year-old building was. He wrote, "Only after what regrettably happened, I learned the antiquity of the monument." The prosecutor's office has not confirmed receipt of that letter. The tourist hopes for a plea bargain in the charges. 4:48 is the time right now, and Anthony Baglione in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look from one of our WRL Live Cam network cams. And Anthony's going to be another hot one today.
It is, yeah. Temperatures today a little bit warmer than where we were yesterday. But I know the big question is, do we get rid of the humidity that we've been seeing here for the last little while? That really does stick with us through the weekend. I don't see any big changes in that in the foreseeable future. So we're just kind of locked into this pattern where we get the daytime heating, we get some storms, we lose the sunset and everything in the daytime heating, and it starts to go away. But right now we're sitting nice and calm. You saw that Lewisburg camera right there. We are at 75 in Raleigh and Durham. Good morning to both of you. 68 in Roxboro, 69 in Goldsboro, 71 in Rocky Mount. So really not a bad morning whatsoever. We have just a few clouds floating on by, and it's going to be pretty calm here to start. We're starting off there, of course, in the 70s, but we're going to be quick to warm up this afternoon. Right about 95 is what we're going for, that afternoon high temperature. And it likely will feel 100, 105, kind of in that range once again, but I don't anticipate a heat advisory coming out for us today. We're going to stay right under that criteria of where it has to be 105 for a sustained couple of hours. I think we could just see about 105 for a little while, so just keep that in mind. Here's futurecast as we go through today. So starting off nice and quiet this morning, we'll go for partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Most of the early afternoon up until, let's say, the middle part of the afternoon should be nice and dry. Like yesterday, though, we get that heating. We start to see some storms bubbling up. There is 5 o'clock this afternoon. I think that best time frame is going to be, let's say, 5 to 8 o'clock for about a 40-50% chance of storms. There we go, by about 8 o'clock this evening. If you're headed out for those dinner plans, you may want to pack along the raincoat just in case. It should fizzle out fairly quickly, but that's kind of round number one. We have a couple more on the way for the weekend. We're at 95 for us today, 91 on our Saturday, 90 on Sunday. The new thing this morning, though, to tell you about here, the Storm Prediction Center on Sunday has put out already a level 2 risk of strong to severe storms for a large chunk here of the East Coast. And as you head down towards South Carolina, that's really including, of course, all of our viewing area, just about the entire state of North Carolina. That would be again on Sunday. So that's potential is there for that to be a weather alert day. We're going to look at the models and kind of break down exactly what potentially could happen with that. But I want to make you aware that that's the day to potentially be weather aware here. And we'll keep you covered as we go through the day. We should start off nice and dry on Sunday, but heading through the afternoon. This is a high resolution model. It starts to bring that line of storms potentially in, let's say, after about 2 o'clock or so. We'll get another model update here through the morning, and I'm going to be watching that closely, and I will bring that to you as soon as we do. For now, though, 91 tomorrow as we head into Sunday, 90 degrees, a brief cool down there, guys, at 85 into early next week. And I've lowered those rain chances on Monday as well, but certainly just locked into this pattern.
Anthony, thanks. A class ring that's been missing for more than 60 years will soon be reunited with its owner. How the owner lost her ring and the journey it's taken to return to her.
Concert chaos continues. The list of performers having items thrown at them while on stage is growing. The latest performer who was hit by a cell phone on stage. Elon Musk is threatening to sue Meta over its new app that competes with Twitter. Musk's legal team sent a cease and desist order to stop using what he calls Twitter trade secrets in the new app called Threads. He alleges Meta hired former Twitter employees to develop the app. Meta says no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. This morning at 7 on Today, what's next in this social media battle?
It's hard to say exactly how serious this is until it gets into the courts and we see what the actual accusations and the evidence to support this is.
Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg says more than 30 million people signed up for Threads in the first 24 hours.
A woman who grew up in Rocky Mount is reunited with her class ring after she lost it nearly 60 years ago. Virginia Robbins graduated from Benvenue High School in 1955. Her family says she was wearing her class ring while doing yard work one day in the 60s and lost it. Last week, a metal detecting club found the ring buried in a Rocky Mount park. They found the initials on it, put out a message on Facebook, which was seen by the owner's family. Virginia Robbins is 86 years old and lives in Greensboro, but her sister is still in Rocky Mount. She was able to meet the man who found it and says her sister is overjoyed.
Couldn't wait to call her. She was so excited. And still is, because she didn't have a ring yet.
The owner's sister says she hopes to get the ring to her as soon as next week.
What a happy ending. Concert chaos continues with Drake now becoming the latest performer to have something thrown at him while on stage. He kicked off his It's All a Blur tour in Chicago on Wednesday with 21 Savage. During that show, someone threw a cell phone. It appeared to hit Drake in the arm. He was not hurt and continued the show. Over the past several weeks, others have also had similar incidents, including Bebe Rexha, Kelsea Ballerini, Ava Max, and Pink, who had a wheel of cheese thrown at her. The man accused of shooting and killing a 5-year-old girl and injuring her 15-year-old cousin will be in court today. Coming up in our next half hour, the vigil planned today to honor the life of Chloe Fennell.
The federal government is cracking down on some THC-laced edibles. Why officials say the issue lies with the packaging.
Plus, how much money do you need to live comfortably? We'll break down a new survey and the price tag most Americans settled on.